What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Clinton Yates, the big CY, is in for Shidano.
What up?
Now, Beto Duran from Team Mace is in studio.
This is the part where you talk, Beto.
Oh, okay.
You just give a salutation and we move on.
Cool, cool, cool. What's up?
And now, here is Michael Funchess, and he has What We Need to Know.
All right. Hit it, Lore. Hit it, Lore. Yeah, you guys know that sound? You guys know that soundtrack right
there? I know
this
song.
No, I don't.
All right.
No, not really.
If for all those Disney heads out there, that is the soundtrack of the Main Street Electrical Parade that comes out at night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like live action at the park.
Live action at the park. The famous parade with all the lights and all that stuff. Well, I got some bad news, guys. It's going to be ending on September 1st.
Oh, no.
So no more Main Street Electrical Parade after September 1st, which is, it sucks because it's in its 50th year and it's a beloved, you know, kind of thing at Disneyland. And a lot of people just go for the show.
Why is it going away?
No clue.
Wow.
Disney's not saying.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So, you know, all those Disney heads out there, you know, you got until September 1st to go watch the Main Street Electrical Parade.
So, like, the whole thing is over. The whole parade.
The whole parade. I'm assuming that they're going to come out with another parade or another show and something. Yeah.
Right. They got to update their.
But this thing has been around for 50 years. It's been around for 50 years.
It's like the reason to hang around all day.
Exactly.
So, like, every time I took my kids at the end of the day, we're like, wait, we all got to get positioned. We got to get right next to the rope.
Right.
We got to
get that position. You got to get that positioning, right?
Like Snow White, what up, yo?
You're sitting there since 4 o'clock and it starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Some of the coolest pictures you see are kids looking at that parade sitting on their behinds. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. That's
so
cool.
Somebody actually sent me because I tweeted this out, right? And people are like, my daughter cried the first time they saw this.
Yeah.
I'm really sad
about it.
It's intense. It's crazy.
That's too bad.
Crying, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, enough.
You know what? Right. Don't be hating.
It's the magic of Disney.
Yes.
Beto. Don't be coming in here with that kind of energy. Just because
we're
on a loser. Just because
we're
on a loser softball team. Before we even start.
Really? Crying at a parade?
Yes.
You know what? Like, okay. Here's really.
No, just move on. Move on. Ignore me. I'm in the corner popping off right now. I'm not part of the show.
This is crazy. Like, I'm that person at Disney that when I see people trying to get like a good picture, I'm like, yo, do you need a picture?
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone's like, why do you do that? You do that to everybody. I'm like, because listen, I'm able to come whenever the hell I want.
No,
These people save money.
That's true.
Save like a year's salary to like come here with their family. Like, give them that.
This is true. Just
saying.
But don't cry.
Right. Okay,
kind of with you, Beto. I mean, it does seem a little extreme to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Children now. We're making fun of children for crying.
Seriously.
On this.
Not really
show.
Just children. I mean,
that's
pero
what we're
que
doing.
Negativos.
English. Come on.
All right. Whatever. So listen, is that all? Do we have more on that?
Nah,
okay.
That's good. That's what you need to know. It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Come on, CY. What do you got?
So here's the problem. I signed up for Bundle. I did the BFF deal. Bumble. Mm-hmm. I did the BFF deal. But here's the problem. If you do BFF and you're a guy, it only shows you other dudes.
I did not know that. My bad.
And like, I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? And
told you weren't looking for a BFF. I told you.
You know, I might have to go to the date, and I can switch it right now. So I'm doing it.
Ooh.
That's the update. Deal with it.
Beto, what do you think about Clinton here, newly single? What do you think about him joining the dating apps?
Good for him. I think he should do the professional one, though. I mean, I've been busy. I've been
working.
What
do you mean, like Raya?
The one where you got to be somebody to get invited.
Yeah.
I think because...
Do you know somebody in that joint? I'll do both.
I'll get you somewhere.
All right. See, Beto comes in bearing gifts and hookups. This is what we like.
Because, like I said, this week I've been in and out, so I haven't really been listening to the station. But I heard a little bit of Clinton. I'm like, Clinton's a debonair. You know, he's a man of world travel.
He's very... bougie, yes.
No, not bougie. No,
I'm
no,
not
no,
bougie,
no. You're not bougie because
no,
you shop at Ross.
Day.
You know what's up.
Day.
You go to Macy's on weekends. You know what's up. But you're more, you want to have that intellectual conversation.
Yes.
That mental stimulation where, like, you know what, tonight, you know, we're in New York. Let's go to Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the same time, we're going to go to the Yankees game. Like, that's what you are. And you need somebody on that level who's also self-made and established that knows how to keep you interested. Peaked mentally.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So we're moving over to date, and I'm going to fill out a lot more of these. So here's what the deal is. You can fill out a lot more stuff. So my bio, here we go. Profile prompts. Make your personality stand out from the crowd. Add a question. This is going to be very simple.
Okay.
This is a question I ask all the time. What is your favorite T-Pain song? That is the most important thing I need to know.
Tom Sprung?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Tom Sprung.
What is your favorite T-Pain song?
Yeah, this is.
That
trust
is
me.
Your question.
It's a great question.
Yeah, because okay, it'd be like you, Scott, saying, "What's your favorite Eagles song?" Right? It's like if you don't know the Eagles, then I don't.
Hotel California.
There it is. Well, no, that's cheesy, right? It's like you got to find something that somebody has in common with you. Because if they say, "Oh, I don't know what T-Pain is," then he's not going to.
Then we're out.
Then you're
out.
Oh, wait. So wait, that's what my question. So if a lady were to say to you. Geez, I don't know. I don't know that I really have a
Boom,
favorite T-Pain
speed date,
song.
Check, please.
Gone.
Out of here.
Gone. T-Pain
Bye.
Is a deal breaker.
Requirement.
Okay, Scott, you can ask them, hey, what's your favorite club bangers? And they're like, huh? What's that? Gone.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Right. Because if when I say club bangers,
if you don't know
if
what
you
I'm
don't
talking
know
about.
Alex Toussaint,
right.
If you don't know Do You Be Free, Have Fun, Spread Love, That's the Way of Life.
Bye.
If you don't have that, okay, I'm with you.
Okay, also, so some of the prompt. Hold on, sorry, Laura. Some of the prompts. Oh, dang. Go ahead.
Okay, so also Emily just checked in because she's listening.
Okay,
she's done the dating sites and she says she has some tips for you when she comes on.
All right, well we can. Okay, this is good. Okay, so the profile prompts have a little things. They have like a long list of things. I can't write my own question, but they start with my personal hell is my most useless skill is stuff like that. And so I don't necessarily think I want to do that. We're gonna skip to this part because it's more fun. My bio. Write a fun and punchy. Punchy is a great word. Punchy, like punchy. Write a great.
I think Punchy was the name of the brother on Ray Donovan. Does anybody know Ray Donovan?
I do know Ray Donovan. I didn't watch that show, but that's funny. Write a fun and punchy intro. I think I've got. How many characters do I have? I'm going to guess.
I don't know, dude, but you're a professional writer. This better be good.
I know. Well, that's what
this is harder than writing 10,000 words.
This is what I'm saying, man. We're trying to crowdsource this here. This is the point.
I remember the one thing with like what Beto said, because I was on Bumble like forever ago.
Yeah.
You could have and meet people that can stimulate good conversation.
This is true.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to say.
You don't got to do all that.
I talk for a living.
So like you don't want somebody that talks so much?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out.
So
this
here's my thing. The occupation was the one that I thought was going to stump you. Because
are you going to put
LA? Are you going to put media? Are you going to put communicator?
I think I'm probably just going to put media.
Media, yeah.
Media personality is probably what I'm going to put.
Oh, media personality is the kind of thing that you put out
media.
There. That most women are like, ooh, what's that? What's a media personality?
Just put a...
Elegant communicator.
Put talk show host.
I'm putting...
I need a
second sentence for the punchy intro.
Broadcaster.
What's the first sentence?
The first sentence is I talk for a living, and I need to say something else like I such and such for fun. You know what I'm saying? I listen for fun. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Nah, that's cheesy.
Just
talk
for a living.
I'm with Beto on this.
I'll change it later.
That is such cheese.
I'll change it later.
First of all, no guy listens.
Wait, hold on.
First of all, I do.
One.
You see me in here right now listening to you.
Because we're getting paid for that.
So
I talk for a living and I listen for fun. Come on, really?
Okay, fine.
Emily just checked in.
Whatever.
Oh, live, love, laugh. Okay. She said, this one's mine if he wants to see what it is.
Okay, yes, I do.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and
I don't
know.
We have a new rule for you, by the way, Beto. A no rule. You can't say that's the rule.
Okay, let me start this
We're
going
to pay you more to be positive,
okay,
Beto.
Let me start this over. Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't know where it's going. I just hope I'll find it along the way. Honestly, if you can keep up with my pop culture references, NCAA basketball obsession and great craft beer will make a good pair.
That's too long.
That was the whole thing.
That's not punchy at all.
That's a book.
That's a bowl full of punch. You know what I'm saying?
Back to
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I don't think I want to. All right,
I just feel like.
Can you go back to her sentence one more time, though? What would she say before craft beer? Her obsession with NCAA
pop
basketball?
Pop culture references, pop culture, obsession with basketball, and great craft beers will make a good pair.
Yeah, I don't think I'm swiping on Emily because the beer thing for me.
Well, the question
nobody got to ask
Am I trying to be... Yeah, this is not about...
That's
right,
true.
This is
Sorry,
not about,
Emily.
Should
Emily,
I try
just
to
a beer
be
thing.
Funny or should I be honest? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she got a Mandy picture on there. I like it.
Oh,
I
nice.
Like it.
But I'm saying in the bio, like, am I trying to tell a joke here?
Nah.
You're introducing your personality. So, like, for her, I get it. She's like, this is me in a snapshot. Whether you do it in 3 or 4 sentences or you do it in one, like, that's on you.
Okay.
Quick.
I don't remember what mine was. I wish I could.
I feel like this needs to be 2 sentences. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Talk
point.
For
did
a living.
You use,
job
did you
doesn't
use...
define me.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a good
because
one.
People
Wait,
say that
say
all
it again?
The time. People say that all the time to me. I say the time my you know like I love my job and my job is not my life. Bang.
There it
all
is.
Right,
okay, there you go.
All right,
see?
Cool.
There you go. Little philosophy.
Thank you, Beto.
Out here coming in like
strong.
See, crowdsourcing just what you wanted.
See, and you tell me no. I can't say no.
No, but Oscar, you're a little negative.
Cuz I know
okay,
you're
negative
with
the little
okay, so here's
today.
What I'm writing. I talk
negative.
For a living, but my job ain't my life. That's what I'm writing.
I talk for a living, but my job ain't my life.
Bang.
That right there, you know what that is? Really? What's his job?
Yeah, exactly. Punchy. Peak, you know what I'm saying?
Peak interest.
And what's your life? Mystery. Exactly. All right, here we go.
I am the handsome man.
The handsome man community is not going to be a part of this. I think for the profile prompts, I'm going to add, let's see. The world would be a better place with more. My real life superpower is I was a child I was really into.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I like these questions get like really like.
Two truths and a lie. That's too much.
God, I would never be able to do this. I would never be able to get on a dating site because I would just lose interest halfway through and I'd never come back.
This is a lot.
Cappy, trust and believe. It took me like 3 months to finish my dating profile.
Okay, oh,
so
really?
Here's what I'm adding. That makes me it feel says, better. I'm a real nerd about, and I'm writing Star Wars. Deal with it.
That is true.
Oh,
that's a fact.
No, but you have to have somebody who likes Star Wars.
Yes, that's a fact. Oh, you can add a lot of these. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't get one or two.
You get a bunch. I see what's
I think
going
you get like
on.
Five.
You get a couple. Okay.
You get five. I believe it's five. I believe.
A non-negotiable must like T-Pain.
See, mine
really?
Was a smoke.
No, that's
yeah,
not
smoking.
That's a
yes.
joke.
Yes.
I mean, yes. obviously, I'm going to try to be funny in these, all right? And like, I don't, yeah, your tastes have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're not defining me. I'm defining me.
If I can, yeah, must have a favorite T-Pain song is going in non-negotiables.
Good.
I'm sprung.
Mine, by the way, is
And if they don't get the joke,
bartender, pop, lock it, drop it. The remix. Y'all don't even know that song.
Nope. I don't.
Really? No way.
Surprised, right, Beto?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Does T-Pain sing "I'm on a boat"?
He's on that song. Yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite T-Pain song.
You heard that in Peloton?
No, I didn't hear it in Peloton. I heard it on a boat.
All right, here we go. Work. Let's see what it. Add a job. Title. On-air personality. That's what I'm going to write.
That's what you're going to put down, on-air personality?
What should I put?
I don't know. I didn't know if you defined yourself first as on-air personality or
job?
Writer first.
I didn't know what hits off of that one.
Yeah. That's my job.
Multimedia personality.
There that's you go. I like
yeah,
that, Beto.
Media personality.
There you go. Media personality.
Yeah. All right. That works. Company? Nope.
Yeah, put ESPN.
No, I'm not.
No.
Put Disney.
No.
Put Disney.
No.
Because then you get the Disney freaks.
Cap, what are you talking about,
hell
man?
Hell no.
Hell to the nah?
No.
I don't need some weirdo Browns fan all in my mentions thinking that they're going to, you know, get some hookup to ESPN or whatever. You know, that's not happening. Anyway, moving right along. Education. Not even putting that. I'm smart enough.
Yeah, put smart.
Yeah, okay. Put smart enough.
Education. Yes.
Yeah.
Put seven.
Yes, exactly.
If you go to the Ice House in Pasadena, you'll see all the comedians, and right there, Paul Rodriguez has the first application he had there. It says occupation, but Mexican.
Ah, exactly. All right, this is going to take a lot longer. Than
all right, hold on, everybody, because producer Emily from the Travis and Slee show is coming up. We need to scout her out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm turning this mic off.
Oh, Beto, we got to scout her out. She's on Team Cappy. And we got to know what her deal is. Now, we know she was a water polo player in high school, but what is she bringing to the table to the softball team? Producer Emily will tell us next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, it's Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. This walk-up song right here belongs to producer Emily from the Travis and Sliwa show. We're pulling in on tomorrow. West Covina Sports Complex, the big 710 All-Star Celebrity Softball Extravaganza. Beto Duran is in studio. Clinton Yates is in studio.
What up?
Michael Funchess from Team Mace is in studio. And here is producer Emily from Travis and Sliwa, and she's performing tomorrow on Team Cappy. Good afternoon, producer Emily.
Sorry, I got my phone acting all weird. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes,
yeah.
We can hear you
now.
We can. You're back. Hi, Emily.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, guys. What's up? I missed your question because I'm in the middle of traffic. But,
there was
what's the question?
It was just a greeting. We're just saying hello. So we're going to ask the first question, which is, how did you pick your at-bat song, which we just heard?
Okay, because I love Taylor Swift. I'm a big Swiftie. And this was a song that actually Travis sent me someone performing it at a restaurant one time. And it's the one time that Travis has thought of us outside of work. And so I was like, hey, let's bring this back in.
All right, I like this idea. I like this whole concept.
I love that.
So, Emily, first of all, we're happy you're here today. It so happens that it coincides with Lindsay being on the IL, because if Lindsay was here, I don't know if you two guys can hang out together. I don't know what the deal is there.
It's fine. Hey, it's fine. Don't worry about that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we share an office. It's fine. I'm glad Lindsay has her hardware that is great for her.
Okay, so let's get down to the real matter that is important, Scott, which is softball. Mm-hmm. What are you bringing to the table, Emily? What have you done this week to prepare for tomorrow's monster matchup?
Okay, so I have a pretty busy after-work schedule, but I do toss around some water polo balls with the kiddos in the evening. So my arm is very warm. So that's definitely a good thing. My arm is there. I have been listening to a bunch of baseball broadcasts. So that's about all I've done. I have not gone into a batting cage because I just haven't had time. But I think I'll do tomorrow after the show's over. Since we're on the first show and there's batting cages there at West Covina Sportsplex, I think that's what I'm going to hit up after the show.
Okay.
Do you have any experience? We've heard about you as a water polo player. You just mentioned, I don't know what exactly it is that you do with water polo now, but do you have any experience in softball? And tell us a little bit about the water polo background so we understand what kind of athlete you are.
Right. So I did play softball when I was a kid. I actually played baseball first, and I was on the all-boys team. So I played baseball for a bit, and then I transitioned to doing some softball. I kind of stopped into late middle school, but I know how to hit a ball, and I know how to field a ball. And then I played water polo in college at UVA, and I coach water polo here now. So I can be a good coach. I can be encouraging. I can get us ready to go. I can also be, someone who can tell people how it is. So I think that my coaching is pretty good.
Well, let's hold on. Let me stop there, Scott, because this is an important relationship, the battery. If Emily's going to be the catcher, mm-hmm. you two have to make sure that you're on the same page regarding what you're doing, because mm-hmm. she's going to be throwing you the ball every single time if you're not hitting the zone.
Emily, do you feel good about playing catcher in this game?
Yes, I definitely feel very good. I was kind of confused because I haven't played adult softball before where, I've only played where you have to, you're squatting down or getting the ball from baseball or softball as a kid. But now I was worried about my knees at first. That's the main thing. I was like, my knees might hurt a little bit, but I think I should be okay now.
Yeah,
I'm pretty confident that I'm going
to
be good.
Here's the thing, though, Emily. It's Bethel, by the way. Nice to meet you. Never actually met.
Yeah.
you're an athlete because you said something.
Yeah.
You played baseball as a kid. Most importantly, you know how to catch, right? So you know how to do that.
Yeah,
my daughter's never played any softball, but I made sure she knows how to throw and how to catch.
Right.
You can do that, right?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes, I can throw and I can catch. I was a catcher when I was a softball player.
And here's what needs to happen. Okay. Kaplan, you need to get her out of the catcher spot and put her in the outfield.
Don't listen
Only three outfielders. You need to have her running.
And I think
she's a water polo player. She has endurance. Get her out of the catcher spot.
No, Beto, you're not here to tell us how to run our lineup.
Oh, I'm not? Okay.
No, not remotely.
Turn off my mic then.
Oh, thank you.
Who turned off your mic?
Anyway, Emily, I want to ask you this as well.
By the way, I just want to say one thing. Yeah. I don't make decisions. Clinton makes decisions. So you can put it to me, but you really you're sitting there with Clinton. He's the guy
deciding. I say move her.
No, I'm not listening to you.
Emily, also, you're young. You don't want to be in the catcher spot. That's where the old people go.
Enough.
That's where Mason belongs.
Everybody here is old, except for Emily. Emily, what are you most looking forward to tomorrow?
I think I'm most looking forward to seeing how Travinsley perform. I think Travis has really been underselling himself in terms of his baseball skills. I want to see how competitive he actually gets when he's on the field. I feel like there's something to say when you're preparing for it. Once you're on the field, I think he's going to get pretty competitive.
Okay.
I'm excited to see that.
And what is your expectation of Slee, who seems to be, and I'm just hearing this through the grapevine, he seems to be a little insulted that, one, people think he's the weak link on our team, Emily, and two, that he hasn't been invited for a softball interview, although we were saving this for tomorrow afternoon in person.
Oh, I think that Alan and Flea will be better than we think he's going to be. I do think that he's going to come out with a little chip on his shoulder, and I think that I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of the first people to get a hit.
Yeah, but this is
I think he's going to come out.
Go ahead. This is not what we're looking for from a team attitude. Slee, if you're listening, you don't have to prove anything to anybody else.
Yes, he does.
No, stop it. Yes, Beto, he does. Turn his mic off. The whole point here is that I need confidence. I don't need doubting and I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. You just wait. You just wait. That's not what accountability
dissension
is, bro.
On Team Yates.
No, it's not dissension.
Yeah.
It's show me something and then I'll see it. That's how it works.
Show yourself, Slee.
He's quietly confident. I think Alan will do great.
Alan's showing up with brand new cleats.
That's why he's playing second base.
Emily, do you feel like as the producer of Travis and Slee and as someone who is a professional coach that you'll be able to get in Slee's ear and just kind of hype him up, get him in the right frame of mind is what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I think I got it. I think I know a buttons I can push with Alan.
Nice.
Clinton, is it appropriate for me to, I'll say, appoint, if you will, Emily as your assistant?
You know what? I don't mind that. I actually think that's a good idea. Because, okay. Emily, do you know how to keep a book as well? Can you do that? A scorebook?
No.
I can keep a book if someone gives me something.
Yeah. Okay, we can arrange that. Yeah. Beto's out here doubting you. Yeah, you
man,
okay.
Don't waste your UVA education on the book. She needs to be in the field. Yeah. How is she going to keep the book if she's playing?
I'm saying when we bat, dummy.
But she's going to be coaching third. You need somebody who has energy.
No. She's not going to be coaching third.
Who's coaching third?
Clinton Yates.
What about when you're up to bat?
Third. We'll figure that
out. That's her. She's the assistant.
Yeah, you guys don't have this figured out. There's a lot of questions.
And also, you can coach third and keep a book.
No, it's a softball game. Then how is she going to hold her beer?
Well, okay, that's an important question.
Also, by the way, Emily, I am sponsored by Kraft Beer. I have sponsorships. Yeah. What kind of IPAs, double, triples do you want? A stout? What do you want? A double?
I don't like stouts. I like a fruity IPA.
I got a good 12% for you. I got one for you.
No, Emily. Yes. Emily, no. It's going to be Coors Light. Coors Light for you, Emily.
Your show's done at what? At 12 or whatever? We come to my truck. I will have plenty of IPAs ready for you.
Coors Light, Emily. Hydration.
9%. I got you.
I was going to say my favorite T-Pain song is Bartender.
Okay. All right. Solid entry.
That's
solid entry. I appreciate that. All right. Well, we don't want you to crash your car. This is plenty of information we've gotten. I appreciate this, Emily.
Yeah. Now I know what I'm doing.
I also think that my bio is not too long.
It's pretty long, bro.
There are things that people can respond to, and that's why it's a little longer. If a man doesn't have a lot in their bio, I think it's a little creepy.
Okay, that's fair, but
if it's too short, it's a little weird.
We don't need a paragraph.
Anyway, that's my two cents.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate
Remember
that.
Remember in J school, people only read the lead, man.
Yeah, exactly. Anything longer than a tweet, nobody's reading. Yeah. So.
I really like her as our catcher. I think this is a good idea. I think you've really put her in the right spot.
Yeah. This is strong.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Cap, I got you, man. Your team is going to be hammered because I'm going to just get your team drunk.
Because you want to win because you know that's the only way you won't win because y'all are not stacked.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the only way that's happening.
And?
The reason why. So I'll tell you a quick story about the everybody's favorite T-Pain song thing. So back home when I lived back in D.C., me and a buddy of mine, we used to always ask this of people, new people we met in a bar. And we finally came up with this idea. We were like, dude, what if we had a whole brunch where all we played was T-Pain bangers? Decided we were going to do it at a bar, invited people on the internet. Like 150 people showed up. It was amazing. So the T-Pain song has traction. Scott, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. No, I feel you on that. Now, I'm just concerned about this. Beto is going to try to infiltrate our team and get people drunk.
That's not going to work.
I'm looking at our roster. Like, I'm not falling for that. Bergman, I don't think, falls for it.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's the one you got to worry about a little bit.
Is Bergie?
No. Bergman's going to be fine. Because, see, Bergman is not – you got to understand.
Or Briones.
Bergman's going to – Briones is a
– Briones is a soccer player. We don't need to worry about him.
Briones is a loose cannon on that front.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
Yeah.
But Bergman's going to be there all day. Mm-hmm. I don't think – if Beto rolls up trying to screw with Bergman on game day after a long day, he's going to get kicked in the junk.
No.
Because Bergman is not going to be here for that by that time of the day.
Greg, come on. Just one shot. Come on. Come on.
I can't do that.
It's not going to work.
It's a good tequila, man.
Discipline.
Don't worry about it.
Discipline.
Look. Hey, I'm mixing with Squirt. You're good. It's good for the afternoon. It's perfect.
That is a good drink,
I do worry about Emily, though. Like, I mean, could probably give her some craft brews, and she might put them down, and then
I told you I got two
have.
Coolers.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You'll be good. She's in her game.
Yeah, she's ready to play.
Yeah, she's okay.
That's the bottom line. Remember, Beto's over here goofing off.
She also wakes up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to get to Kirk. Kirk Morrison is a disciplined athlete. Yeah.
Dude, no, he's not. He's a retired athlete. This is the worst.
He's good.
No.
He's
all right,
good.
Enough out of you. Too much negativity, Beto.
He's
thank
good.
You.
He's
appreciate
good.
It.
Pay him
right,
more
later,
to be positive.
I'll see you at the
Art House. Yes. I want to know what, because I've been debating what, like, liquor I'm taking. Because we got to prep that before I come to work. So when I get there, my boyfriend has to drive and I'm going to be just drinking.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's, it's I don't, my birthday. I don't think I'm going to be like.
I don't know if that's legal in this state. But.
Well, no, it was cool. Like, thanks for letting me hang out and crash the show.
Thank
and,
you, Beto.
Create dissension on Team
there's
Kaplan.
No, there's no
oh,
good
there
effort.
Is.
Good effort by you.
Let me just start like, DMing everybody.
Just like oh we're going to say after the game we're in the handshake line.
Right, good effort.
Oh, don't
nice
worry.
Try.
After
nice
the game,
try.
I am on your side shaking hands going, good job, Mace.
Is there any chance you tank your performance, Beto, like you threatened on social media?
If Mason doesn't let me fill in for him with Ireland, then yeah, I can miss.
Get out
wow.
of here.
Wow.
Goodbye. Goodbye. All right.
Beto, get on.
What are we doing next?
All right. Here's what we're doing next. Big Deal or No Deal is coming up next. Let's get there. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Sedano.
I just saw Sedano on TV at the Summer League. I'm watching Milwaukee 79, Dallas 65.
Yeah, I got that on in here, too.
You saw him with his white polo shirt on?
Yeah.
Yeah, and hugging it out with his interview guest thereafter.
Bringing it in.
And I got the Dodger game on right now. Dodgers leading 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh right now.
That's good.
Now.
Good start. I do not have the Dodgers game on. Let me turn that on.
All right. Here's Funchy. He's got Big Deal or No Deal for us.
You know, going back to just, I just got to say this, you know, listening to, you know, Kurt Sandoval and Emily, like, I'm scared.
Good.
I'm scared a little bit.
Good. Cobra Kai.
Especially
no
for
mercy.
Kurt Sandoval. He learned under Tony Gwynn, the greatest
strike
of all
first,
time.
Strike hard. No mercy. Cobra Kai never dies.
Oh, my
dies.
God, though. Wait a second. But hold on one
shoot
second.
The legs,
did you see
shoot
the video
the
I just
yes.
sent?
Yes,
yes did.
Did
you guys see
okay.
the video I just
yes.
sent?
So now I watched this with my eyeball, Scott.
Okay. So now that I'm seeing this
can
video.
Can I tweet this out?
Yes, yeah, of course. Put it in the community.
Please do.
Yes.
Beto puts a bat in Funchy's hands, and Funchy does not look like a guy that has ever swung a bat.
Hold you? Yeah,
I mean, dude, the way you're holding your hands, it's not a hockey stick, dog.
This is going to be
my
fun.
My wife was saying I hit it like Happy Gilmore hits a golf ball.
It looks like you have a backhand like you're playing tennis.
Okay, yes.
Well, to be fair... For all those who don't know, please join the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter. This is where we share all of our hijinks from this show and, frankly, many others. To be fair to him, though, for those of you who are seeing this video, not a lot of room to operate.
Exactly.
Right? This
thank
room
you,
back here,
yes.
he couldn't really get stretched out, couldn't really extend.
A big console, a big desk.
Yeah,
you're not
going to be swinging
everywhere.
It back. Right, exactly. It's a little tricky to get a good swing off in there, but didn't help your case with that little half swing, just saying.
Wait till tomorrow, guys. Wait till tomorrow.
All right, we'll see.
Quentin, do you have proper footwear for this game, or are you just wearing, like, straight-up tennis shoes?
I'm probably going to I might bring my turfs, like my coaching turfs, but I'll probably just wear tennis shoes, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Right. I mean, listen, don't anybody show up in cleats. All right, that's the bad look.
That's something I thought about getting.
No, absolutely not. Do not do that.
And
not
baseball spikes. Pants and everything. I was going to go to Dick's Sporting
Pants might
good,
be of some usage to you, but it's going to be super hot.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know about that. Pants would be fun. If I broke out the pants, people would think I was a total loser, but I'm not doing that.
All right, Funchy, big deal or no deal?
All right, guys.
We'll get back to what we're really
ESPN
excited about.
ESPN and EA Sports will be having a week-long special next week unveiling Madden ratings. For the game, the new Madden 23 coming out
right.
soon. And also recently on social media, NBA 2K has been unveiling their ratings, player ratings for their game too. And, you know, I play both of these games and I really don't care about the ratings too much. So I'm going to ask you guys, are all these video game ratings a big deal or no deal Cap?
Well, for me, they're no deal because I don't play them. But for my 22-year-old son who plays all these games, yeah, they're a big deal. And for all the players in the leagues, they're a big deal. Because how frequently do you see a player go, I can't believe that they rated me a 92 when I should be a 97?
92 is darn good, too.
Well, I'm making an example. I mean, but the point is that the players get pissed when their ratings are what they think they should be. So for me, no deal. For the players and the gamers, big deal.
I'm going to agree with Cappy here. Big deal. I mean, if they've gotten this much mileage out of it to this point, I mean, we've seen this cause like relatively major arguments between grown men about what it is that they do. And if this many people are interested, who am I to say it's not a big deal? It's pretty impressive how they've managed to turn this part of the sort of the calendar year into like an actual event.
It's like a no deal for me because these ratings change weekly Like, if you have the game.
Right.
Like, if you have the game hooked up to your internet, they change weekly. So it doesn't matter what rating you're going to have when it first comes out. What happens at the end of the year is not going to be the same rating.
Excellent point.
Wait, do the ratings change based on their real performance?
They do. Yes, they do. Absolutely. They do.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Games are that advanced these days.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
2022, whole new world.
All right, guys. for the second time in a month, Anthony Davis posted a shooting video
after that
statement that he hasn't picked up a basketball since April. These videos are coming out. It's weird that he's doing this since that statement or whatever. But are these AD shooting videos a big deal, no deal? Clinton?
Big deal for me for a couple different reasons. Number one, didn't love the rollout of his offseason plan when he first mentioned that. I don't think he realized how casually that sounded in terms of, hello, you're a professional athlete. You haven't been shooting the ball. What have you been doing, Playboy? And I remember that when he said that, one of my friends on Twitter, whose handle I can't remember right now, but I know who she is, she said, I bet you he's in the gym with Lethal Shooter. Now, if you know who Lethal Shooter is, that's funny. But it turns out he actually is in the gym with Lethal Shooter. Right. Lethal Shooter is a brother who's from D.C., who's really made a name for himself in terms of what he does professionally and socially. I like that dude a lot. So this is a big deal for me.
Yeah, so I also think it's a big deal because when the season ended and everybody was knocking Anthony Davis and they were saying he's got to change everything that he does in the offseason because whatever he does, he keeps getting hurt. So stop doing the same stuff and change what you do. And Anthony Davis is like, no, I know what I'm doing. My workout is the right way to go. These are freak injuries, etc. I also, Clinton, follow Lethal Shooter on Instagram.
Nice.
And I see Anthony Davis getting in the work. And I know that Lethal Shooter's talking about him shooting at 4:30 in the morning at the Laker complex. I'm like, yo, bro, get some sleep. You know, it doesn't have to be at 4:30 in the morning.
Right. But it's the only time they'll let him in.
I've been watching these videos where he gets the ball at like half court. He makes a move. He goes about, 3 feet to the right of the basket outside the three-point line, and he's just knocking him down one after the other. And there's nobody in front of him. It's not like anybody's playing defense. Nobody's holding up a broom to try and distract him. But at least he's shooting and making shots consistently. I don't care that there's no defender in front of him. I like what I'm seeing out of Anthony Davis's offseason.
It's like they say in football pro days, it looks good against air and not actual defense. But I do agree with you, Scott. He's got to be doing something. And this is definitely something.
And he's listening to us, man, because, like, after that statement, literally the next day was that picture of Lethal Shooter. Like, literally the next day, he posted that picture of Lethal Shooter. Or Lethal Shooter put it up on his Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, my last one, guys. In one of the worst news I've ever heard at this year's World Cup in Qatar. Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Take your pick.
Okay. Yeah. The standings will be alcohol-free. So they won't be serving any beer, no alcohol at all at these World Cup matches. But they will be having alcohol sales before and after matches in designated areas, but not actually in the match, like you go in a stadium and get a beer or whatever.
Sure.
So is this a big deal, no deal, with no alcohol at the World Cup, Cappy?
I'm going to say it's a big deal for this reason. By not selling booze at the games, you are probably avoiding like a whole bunch of mayhem. You know, because you know how it goes. Listen, we see videos literally pop up every day on Twitter of something at some stadium in America. Listen, there was a video this past week, a bunch of Dodger fans got into a fight. I saw a video last night, a bunch of Yankee fans got into a fight.
Yeah.
So once you put beer in everybody's hands and booze, you're bound to create a whole bunch of problems. By taking the booze out and you have all these opposing fans from other countries, hopefully you're going to avoid the problems. So I think it's a big deal.
It's no deal to me for this reason. I was talking to Hercules Gomez, who you guys know from Football Americas on the ESPN app, and he's going. And he was like, bro, do you know how hard it is to get to Qatar? Never mind get a ticket. Never mind get a hotel. By the time you're all the way over there, you're there for the soccer. You're not there to drink a beer in an air-conditioned stadium. So the hurdles alone show me that whatever happens by the time the game starts doesn't even matter because you've gone over the river and through the woods to the World Cup's house we go. You know, it's a journey.
Right, and remember, they changed the World Cup, like the part of the year, because it's so freaking hot, apparently, in that part of the world at the time, that they changed when the World Cup would actually be played. So, yeah, I mean, it does seem like a hard place to get to. It's not like I'm looking it up like, hey, how the hell am I getting a Qatar?
Yeah, let me get an Uber out there. No, that's not happening. You know what I mean? You can't even get into the country unless you proved you have a ticket to a game. It's insane. And they don't even have enough hotels for all the people, so people are going to be perched up in boats on the side of the thing. It's crazy.
Now, can you guys, you know, you guys work both work in sports or whatever, both have media passes or whatever. And I'm assuming you guys don't drink when you have media passes or whatever.
Correct.
But when you go for as a fan, do you guys like to have a, you guys, it's like indulge in adult beverages or?
Scott, I'll take the lead on this. You know, when we did our Rompim bit, that was a situation in which I was definitely going to have some drinks. But oftentimes, and I remember when I used to be a Wizards season ticket holder, I would drink like before and after or like at halftime, but like I tried not to get too drunk.
You got
to
drink during a Wizards game, man.
Well, I know, bro. Tell me about it. Ain't not much else going on. But like I've kind of grown out of getting hammered at games. That's not like a good look for me anymore, Cappy.
Yeah, I find myself not really drinking that much when I'm at a sporting event. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm just so cheap. I mean, let's be honest about it, right? Maybe it's just because a can of beer for $15 at a ball game. I'm like, I'm not paying that.
Doesn't appeal to you? Yeah.
Bro, you already paid for the ticket. Like,
well,
grab a drink.
I think it's one of those things where, like, for example, I went to a Nats game when I was back home a couple weekends ago, and I drank a beer. Actually, that's a lie. I drank two cans of rosé because those things were cold.
Hey, and it was fancy.
Fancy. Hell yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. Might have to put that in the Bumble bio.
Bougie.
Interest, rosé all day. But, yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, Laura, you say, you know, I'm not paying for the ticket. I might as well get a drink, right?
No. I said, you already paid for the ticket. Might as well get a drink.
Oh, no, I don't pay for the ticket.
Okay, well, see, I don't got it like you.
Yeah,
I pay for my ticket.
The ticket's already expensive, though.
I'm
trying to save money. I'll parking lot. I'll hit it in the parking lot. Tailgate.
I mean, you do that, too, but, you know.
There's that, yeah.
I had a friend. He had, you know how they have metal detectors at games and stuff like that, so you can't really take a bottle or anything, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He put some Hennessy in a Ziploc bag and snuck it in.
No,
where'd he put it?
He put it in his pocket.
That's sus,
bro. That's not sus. That's idiotic.
That's sus.
What if the bag explodes?
I guess he loses his Hennessy then.
You don't lose your Hennessy. You've got Hennessy all up in your pants.
I guess you do.
And it looks all sus.
That's disgusting.
You got to take.
You got to smell.
You said it, I thought you were saying, you're saying he put the actual liquid in the plastic bag.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that he put like a little bottle or like a little
He put it in a Ziploc bag.
No, that is, to use Laura's word, make no mistake, that is sus.
Thank you.
Definitely got after it with Beto at Dodger Stadium a couple weeks back on Friday. That was strong. So I definitely drank there. That was a good situation though. So that was different.
Yeah, I feel like when I go to a day game, I have to drink a light beer, like a Coors Light. I got to drink something light, you know?
Yeah.
But it makes me feel like manly that I'm drinking a beer at a ball game. But I don't know.
Keep the rosé and the daggone sliders coming. I'm fine with that. That's nothing wrong with that.
I must admit, I too like rosé.
It's delicious. What's not to like?
It makes me feel very European.
Is that so?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Pinkies
but like,
up.
How do you feel when you feel European?
Well, I feel like the first time I ever really, really drank rosé, I was somewhere in Europe thinking I was cool at the time.
Very well.
Do you wear Speedos too?
Do I wear a Speedo?
Yeah, that's a very European thing.
I haven't worn a Speedo in a while.
Good
but
to know.
I can rock one if I need to.
I think. This leads to a good question though, which is the shorts length situation for tomorrow for you.
Yeah. What are we gonna do?
For you,
you
should go Hoochie Daddy, as it's known these days. Because that way you can expose the legs, get a little tan, and offer a bit of a distraction when you're on the mound for the batters.
So what are you saying? You're saying I should go short shorts?
I think you should go short shorts, yes.
I like shorts.
You know, remember the length of the shorts on my Rompim?
Yeah.
That's the area you want to be in. You want to live there, as we say.
Are we saying like mid-thigh? Are we talking
mid-thigh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got to be prepared for, you know, jokes, but like, you're a good sport. You know what I mean? It'll be a funny bit. You know, you got high socks and short shorts. That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah. I was thinking about how, I think of Larry Bird or John Stockton, you know, like these guys who used to wear the short shorts versus like when Chris Webber and the Fab Five took over and the shorts went down to the knees, you know? Like, do I wear the Chris Webbers or do I wear the Larry Birds?
Larry Bird.
You're saying the Larry Birds.
Not a question in my mind.
All right, I'm going to look through what I got. I'm going to see if I can find some really good shorts.
See what
shorts.
You got. I bet you know somebody to go to on this one, your children. They'll have something for you.
But you run a lot, so you got some running shorts, I'm sure. I'm assuming.
Yeah. I don't know. What color should we wear, Clinton?
I think I'm going to go gray, personally. But there's an outside chance I go with black. Our jerseys are, basically, they look like the Dodger whites.
You seen him?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
Yeah. The Macy's team has red with white letters. Ours are white with blue letters.
Okay.
And numbers, yeah.
I wonder what I got since I'm not on the team.
Well, I'm just packing up all my stuff too, man. I'm packing up my glove.
Yeah, getting your bag going, day bag going.
Yeah, man, I got to get all my gear together.
That's strong. All right, well, I have another update from Bumble when we get back.
All right, listen, Clinton's update on Bumble, and I tried to get to this earlier. I didn't. I hope I can. I don't know if I will. Did anybody happen to see the column today about what a headache it is to go to a Dodger game? I want to get into this. We'll see if we actually do. If not, maybe we'll bring it back tomorrow. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. All right, final segment here of Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Reminder to everybody, we start broadcasting live tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's when Travis and Slee hit the airwaves. Come on out.
Yes,
hang
sir.
Out with us all day long. The West Covina Sportsplex is at 2100 South Azusa Avenue in West Covina. And tomorrow the first pitch is at 7 o'clock. Clinton, what time do you think all the great 710 listeners who want to come and be part of all these festivities, what time do you think people are going to start showing up if the game's at 7?
Probably about 5 p.m. Probably shoot to get there a little, you know, somewhere between 4 and 5.
Okay.
You know, that way you get to enjoy some of the, you know, just tremendous radio entertainment that we'll be providing, as well as get a vibe. Beto's going to be out there starting at what, 4? Raise your fingers for number how many you got. 4 o'clock, Beto? There he is. 4 o'clock for Beto's tailgate. So that'll give people some time to sort of take in the scene, kind of acclimate themselves, set up shop for where they want to be. You know, press a little flesh, and then by the time they get through listening to the show and or participating in the wiffle ball competition, boom, game time, locked in.
Okay, you were talking about your Bumble situation,
yes. Okay.
And I want to get to that before we throw a few other things out there before
okay.
we roll.
So we've been going to a couple. We're still in the questionnaire phase. I'm still filling out this daggone profile. I feel like I'm applying for college. Anyway, it says this is a major question here. What do you want from your dates? A, relationship, B, something casual, C, don't know yet, D, marriage, or E, skip. There's various questions that can be skipped, but I feel like if I skip this part, I'm opening myself up to having to answer a lot of questions later that I don't even know the answer to myself.
I think there's a very obvious answer here. You gave us five options, A,
yeah.
B, C, D, and E.
Yeah.
And I think the most obvious answer is C, don't know yet.
Okay, that's what I thought too, but I didn't know if that also might have indicated some level of, this guy's just out here goofing off, which I don't actually care if that's what people think because that's kind of actually what I'm doing. So, all right, don't know yet.
Yeah, don't know yet because, hey, listen, I might just be goofing off or I might find the woman of my dreams.
What are your political leanings? Skip.
Oy vey.
How do you identify with the religion? Agnostic.
That's
you know
everything.
Okay.
You know what's interesting, though, about the political leanings one?
Yeah.
If you do have like a real strong opinion about politics, you might tell people in advance because you might not want to date somebody who has really opposing political viewpoints.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, what do you guys think? Should you tell people, here's how I lean politically, or should you totally skip that
one? Let's just say this. I skipped it because I think I'm going to know pretty quickly what's going on. But the point is, the profile is now complete as it's going to be for the next couple of days. And tomorrow, I will report back with what it is we found.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, I would say this to all the fans that are coming out tomorrow. Everybody who loves this radio station, who loves Clinton Yates, you know, he's on the dating apps, but he'll be there live and in person tomorrow. So
if you want
to introduce him to somebody.
Television's Clinton Yates.
Bring them out, too. President of the Handsome Man Community.
Local chapter.
That's right.
We're on it.
Did you guys happen to pick up today? I just wonder if anybody read this. Did anybody read Bill Plaschke in the LA Times today?
Go on. I love Bill Plaschke. I work with him weekly on Around the Horn.
So I happened to go to the LA Times website earlier today. I want to make that distinction, Clinton. I want everybody to know that I read the LA Times, but I want you to know that I'm cool. I'm young. I'm hip, if you will. I didn't pick up the actual newspaper. I used to love that, but now I got the digital version. I just want to make that clear.
You said you picked up a paper today. I was like, what?
No.
You actually did that?
No. Digital version. I want to make that very clear,
sure.
You know. So I was thinking it's interesting, you know, here comes the All-Star game and people are going to come into LA from all over the country and maybe from all parts of the world. Frankly.
Already happening. I've seen people all over the place at LA Live with all sorts of, you know, LA is officially in All-Star game mode is what I'll say.
Yeah. I mean, just the courtyard at LA Live is just all decorated and ready to roll. So I was thinking to myself, okay, well, you know, people come into town. They're going to get into a rental car. The first thing they're going to do is say, what's the sports radio station of LA? And people are going to find out that's 710, and sure, they turn us on. Okay, cool. They're going to say, hey, this is LA, the LA Times, the sports section. They're going to cover the All-Star game. I want to see what they're covering. And I saw the headline from Plaschke, which was, attending a game at Marvelous Dodger Stadium is a maddening experience. And I'll just paraphrase this for you, Clinton. Here's what happens. A guy who's a longtime season ticket holder sends Bill a whole bunch of gripes and complaints. He leaves Tarzana early. He figures he's going to be on time. He gets off the freeway. He's 10 minutes from Dodger Stadium. It takes him an hour to get to Dodger Stadium when it should have only taken 10 minutes. You get into the ballpark. You want to go to your seat. You're getting there, but you're already late because you wanted to get there for first pitch, but you couldn't because traffic sucks. Okay. Now you get up, you decide to go to the bathroom. The bathrooms are disgusting. There's no soap. There's you know, paper towels all over the floor. There are no paper towels. Nobody's cleaning the bathrooms. Then you go to get a hot dog. Oh, my God, I want a hot dog. But wait a second, there's no mustard. There's no ketchup. There's no relish. What the hell's going on? I'm missing part of the game. Oh, by the way, I paid $50 for parking. There's no parking spots. So all this guy does is get all over Plaschke that going to the ballpark sucks so bad that for a guy who's been going to Dodger games from the 60s, he's finally decided, you know what? I can't do it anymore. The effort that goes into going to a Dodger game is just too much. And I'm reading this entire column thinking to myself, I kind of thought that was sort of the, I don't know, the romance of going to a Dodger game. Right. Because you're going to an old school stadium. They haven't updated things. And listen, I mean, the inside of the stadium, things are very updated. But how you get there, where you park, the way people walk through parking lots, et cetera. Look, they win. So they may leave some fan experiential stuff out, but they win. I'd rather go to a place where the team wins and is competitive and is trying to win a championship than go to a great ballpark where the team sucks.
So there's a couple things here, which is, I think the main thing is, though, is that what Bill doesn't sort of get into is that a lot of people, and listen, when it comes to people that are discussing Dodger Stadium, Bill Plaschke is number one on my list as far as folks that I will absolutely take what they think as certainly a data point in everything, and especially a guy like him who I've known for a while. He's hooked me up with a lot of stuff. Bill is very smart and very knowledgeable. However, the reason I say that in this particular case, I think he missed part of the mark, is because not everybody goes to Dodger Stadium for the same reasons. Beto, who just walked out of here, we went to the park last Friday, and he was explaining to me about how different the park was in terms of the alignment and what they do now versus when he was a kid, and how much more opportunity there is to kind of look at players and see players, you know, down in that bullpen area. And that whole part in center field now is actually something you can do things at because you can't tailgate there. And so the reason I say that is because if one guy wants to go sit in his one seat and buy one beer and one hot dog and all that and all that, okay. But there's a lot of people that have a lot of different reasons why they want to show up, for many of whom it is to see and be seen. It is not just to get in and out with the quickness. It's to hang out there for as long as possible. And so the hard part about the stadium experience in 2022 is gauging who or more are on each side of that. Because if you turn it into some soulless experience where it's like, get in, get out, you're out of there. Well, at that point, are you really there to watch baseball? Or are you really there to just be a turnstile for money for, you know, the Dodgers? And so I think this fan base does a really good job of it. It's fun. You know what I mean? Yeah, it might take forever. Yeah, it might take you to get out of there, but you had a good time. And that's where I think there's a kind of a miscalculation on what one guy from Tarzana might think is fun, another guy might think is terrible because it's too singular of an experience. So I will commend the Dodgers for expanding the range of experiences on the stadium grounds, and I had fun. I had a good time last time I was there.
Laura, you go to a bunch of Dodger games. I prefer watching games at home. I like watching stuff on TV, but I have never thought that getting to a Dodger game, and yes, you anticipate traffic, mm-hmm, going in, getting out. You know that it's a ballpark that is not 10 or 15 years old, and even though they've done a lot to improve it and make the food and beverage better, people go there to see winning baseball, the way I look at things.
Right.
Believe me, I've been around a lot of losing baseball in my career, and teams that are more concerned with stadium experience and entertainment and food and beverage than they are with winning baseball games. So I'd rather have a better team and less amenities than more amenities and a worse team. Laura, what do you think?
Okay, so here's the thing with this. When I read the article, because I was like, okay, what is this? I respect Bill too, at all costs. But my thing is, remember how we talked about where else would you live if not LA due to the traffic, due to all this crazy stuff? That's kind of how I feel about Dodger Stadium. You know what you're getting. Like, LA is a beautiful place. It's this, is that. Okay, traffic sucks. Okay, this other thing might suck. But you still want to be in LA. It's kind of the same thing with Dodger Stadium. I know that if I leave here at a certain point, I'm going to get stuck on Stadium Way. Like, I'm going to do that. It's a thing. Like, you know, as a Dodger fan, that's why I'm like, sir, this person from Tarzana, like, you know these things. Yeah. If you've been going there that much, you know that's going to happen. I've gone when I used to live in West Covina. I would leave an hour and a half early, and sometimes we were late. Sometimes we were early. It just depends on traffic, hence living in LA. So for me, I don't even sit in my seat when I'm at Dodger Stadium. I'm walking around. I'm mingling.
Pressing the flesh.
Exactly. Like, you grab a drink, you walk around, you meet people. Like, I've met some cool people, not even due to what I do, just in general.
Yeah.
So for me, Dodger Stadium is an experience. Does it suck sometimes? Yes. You know what? Now I Uber there. Whatever. You got to walk a little bit. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
You just got to find ways around it and know that if you get there early, you're going to drink in the parking lot, and then you go and do your thing and you leave late. You know what I'm saying? You just find ways around it.
This poor guy had such a bad experience. Not only was he late because of traffic, not only did he pay $50 for a parking pass and there was no parking in the parking lot, not only did he have a really bad experience in the bathroom, there was no relish for this guy for his hot dog.
That's a tough day.
I mean, this guy had a really rough day.
Don't wish that upon anyone.
Get over it.
All right. Well, listen, speaking of getting over it, tomorrow we're going to get over on Team Mace. Clinton, you have done a phenomenal job of coaching us all week.
Phenomenal.
I'm going off the mic. I'm going right onto the field. I'm going to get my work in, and I'm bringing my A game for you tomorrow, Coach.
Can't wait. Let's do it. Go, Team Cappy.
Yeah. Hey, Funch, great work today. We'll see you tomorrow. Laura, can't wait to celebrate your birthday with you tomorrow. Clinton, phenomenal job. And hey, everybody, we're back tomorrow on the air live from the West Covina Sportsplex starting at 10 a.m. We'll see you guys there at 4. Peace out, everybody.